Psalm 40, Preface. Learning to know Jesus Christ and continually to become more intimately acquainted with Him is the best application of our time and the most useful study. Philosophy and science, arts and accomplishments, good and commendable as they are for this life, will vanish away, but the knowledge of Jesus Christ will abide and will be made more perfect in heaven. To know and to believe on Him is true wisdom, which He confirms, saying, "This is life eternal, that they may know Thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom Thou hast sent." To Christ the Scriptures direct us. Of Him the prophets spake, to Him the law of Moses, with its ceremonies, its sacrifices, its washings, its purifications, pointed as with a finger. To this Peter bears witness, saying, "To Him give all the prophets witness, that through His name whosoever believeth in Him shall receive remission of sins." Now, if the Old Testament in all its parts bears witness of Christ, much more the New. Let us never tire of seeking Him in the volume of the book, as the 40th Psalm charges, a prophecy of Christ, His suffering, and His prophetic office. To the chief musician, a Psalm of David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. And He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust, and respects not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are Thy wonderful works which Thou hast done, and Thy thoughts which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto Thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Sacrifice and offering Thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast Thou opened, burnt offering and sin offering hast Thou not required. Then said I, "Lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me. I delight to do Thy will, O my God, yea, Thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation. Lo, I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, Thou knowest. I have not hid Thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared Thy faithfulness and Thy salvation. I have not concealed Thy loving kindness and Thy truth from the great congregation. Withhold not Thou Thy tender mercies from me, O Lord. Let Thy loving kindness and Thy truth continually preserve me. For innumerable evils have compassed me about. Mine iniquities have taken hold upon me, so that I am not able to look up. They are more than the hairs of mine head. Therefore my heart fails me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Let them be ashamed and confounded together that seek after my soul to destroy it. Let them be driven backward and put to shame that wish me evil. Let them be desolate for a reward of their shame that say unto me, 'Aha, aha!' Let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee. Let such as love Thy salvation say continually, 'The Lord be magnified.' But I am poor and needy, and yet the Lord thinks upon me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Make no tarrying, O my God." Summary. This psalm is spoken in the person of Christ as crying for help in the pangs of death. Besides complaining of the multitude of evils which surrounded Him in His sufferings, He declares that He is come to do the will of the Father and to fulfill the law, as it was written of Him in the scroll of the law. Because the sacrifices commanded in the law could not ransom us from sin, therefore He came to be the one true sacrifice for sin. Hence He calls the sins of the world laid on Him mine iniquities, for which He must suffer the punishment. Herein is our salvation, that our sins are made His, and his righteousness is made ours. Blessed are we if we make this Lord our trust, looking for the soul's salvation alone in him and his work, and if we turn not aside to the proud whose trust for righteousness is in their own piety and works. Because we could not keep the law by our works, therefore Christ came to do the work for us, and through faith his work is accounted to us. Prayer. We give thanks to thee, Lord Jesus, for thy bitter suffering and painful death, whereby thou didst purchase us from the pangs of eternal death. Thanks be to thee that thou hast sent the word of thy salvation to us. Preserve it with us, pure and unadulterated, and whenever we hear or read it, do thou reveal thyself unto us as the Savior of our souls. Amen.